Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It is going to become a warmer start to the weekend. At this stage, partly cloudy, and then with evening showers and isolated thunder showers that can be expected over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest. Pretoria today up to 26, Joburg 24, Mbombela and Rustenburg 28, Emalahleni 25, and Polokwane high of 27 degrees.
Traffic in Midrand on the N1 southbound is rather slow crawling towards New Road when I look out the window here. And then, of course, we are dealing with the lane closures in Pretoria N1 southbound. That's due to roadworks at the R21 highway interchange, so you can definitely expect delays there.
Miss SA Mia LaRue has withdrawn from the Miss Universe competition. The Miss SA organisers say in a statement that LaRue had to withdraw due to health concerns. The organisers add that they are supporting her to ensure she makes a full recovery. And UK consumer rights group Which has launched a legal claim in the region of $3.8 billion against Apple, accusing the US tech giant of locking millions of customers into its cloud storage service. Which says in a statement that Apple breached UK competition law by giving its iCloud storage service preferential treatment and therefore trapping customers with Apple devices into using it to store photos, videos and other data. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has firmed slightly against the US dollar after this week's heavy losses. The greenback was bolstered after the election win of Donald Trump, while the rand has lost about 5% against the dollar since the announcement of the US election results. Traders warn of more volatility to come while Trump's policy takes shape. And Asian markets were mixed this morning after US Federal Reserve boss Jerome Powell tempered expectations for interest rate cuts, while traders also contemplate a hawkish Trump presidency. Investors are now scaling back their bets on how many cuts will be made in the US next year. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 25, a euro 19 Rand 24, pound 23 Rand 14 cents, gold at $2,568.79 per fine ounce, and oil at $72.10 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadid Souza, more news at 7.
We are getting closer to the Springboks match against England at Twickenham tomorrow, and the Boks have reverted to the tried and tested in naming what is pretty much their strongest match 15, as well as a more traditional 5-3 bench split. In some of the key changes, Monty Lubbock starts at fly half alongside Grant Williams. Vilko Lowe slots in at tight head prop, and Erkie Snyman partners Eben at lock. Rassie says his management team had considered the selections as long as 3 weeks ago.
Was done 3 weeks ago, but was getting onto the plane even when we were in Jersey, and it's purely we've been rotating all year. We're trying to first of all create depth, but quality and depth, and also caps experience.
Staying with the rugby, Australian Brett Robinson has become the first World Rugby Chair from the Southern Hemisphere after narrowly beating former France international Abdelatif Benazir to the governing body's top job. Robinson succeeds former England captain Bill Beaumont, who steps down after serving for 8 years, which is the maximum term. And Bafana Bafana yesterday qualified for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations without kicking a ball as their closest challengers Congo lost 3-2 away to South Sudan in Juba. Both countries are eliminated after that clash, leaving Uganda and South Africa, who'll meet in their penultimate clash in Kampala tonight, guaranteed top two finishes. The first two sides in the standings of the 12 qualifying groups each qualify, so Bafana are through. They do kick off though this afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'm Kola Njinga, and that's the Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.